This is Rockstar, and you are listening to episode 10 of the SMG Podcast. Too much brawl, man. I mean, I didn't even have time to play this game. What's so good about it?
Show your moves.
Alright. Okay, guys. This is episode 10, and unfortunately, we don't have Ganon. He's still fixing his mic and stuff. That fat bastard. Well, anyways.
Did he go emo on us?
Yes, he did. He did go emo on us. I don't even think he's listening to our podcast anymore. That bastard. Alright, there's some big video game news up this week. We're going to talk about the video game news. What?
What happened to video game trivia, man?
Oh, we haven't got anybody. We quizzed everybody we've known.
There's got to be more.
Yes.
Yeah, there's me.
You? Yeah, you lose right away. There's no point in testing you.
No, you lose right away.
Oh, I know everything in the video game industry. That's why I'm doing this podcast.
That's why I'm doing this podcast. I can't lose. Come on.
That's a lie. A big lie.
And I'll own you. You know that.
What if I ask you some casual Microsoft questions?
I may have a chance if it's casual.
Eh, possibly. Anyways, we're going to talk some video game news, you know, the same thing. No video game trivia. I promise you guys, I will get somebody for next week. Because I know you guys love that section.
You promise?
I promise we will get somebody. And awesome. What are we reviewing this week in video games?
Reviewing Pokemon, are we?
No, we're reviewing Chrono Trigger.
No, I thought that game was just announced.
Yeah, it is announced. We'll get more to it on that. But I've been playing this game for, like, at work all the time. I've been playing it for a month now. I'm still playing it. It's a great game, and we're going to talk more about it later.
How did you play it? Isn't it just announced now?
No. I have a way of playing it on my DS.
Okay, so you're going to be playing... You played the Super Nintendo version, then.
Yeah, that's what I'm playing right now. Right. Although it's kind of messed up, I'd have to say, because the way my game works. So hopefully I'll try out the DS version when it comes out. And we're also going to review a really crappy game. It's called Pokemon Colosseum for the GameCube. One of the worst games of all time. But we'll get into that later.
We come back to the past to warn you.
Yeah. So if you think a Pokemon RPG on the console is good, you are totally wrong. We'll get into that later. Alright, so, let's start up. Video game news. Chisholm, start it off. The biggest one.
Is Chrono Trigger DS. It's the biggest one for me.
Yes. You know what? I was so pissed off when they announced this. When Square Enix said that they were going to release Chrono Trigger for the DS. Because I was trying to find a way to play this game. Because it's such a legendary game. It's like it's considered one of the greatest games of all time. So, finally, I found a way to play it, and now I just beat it, or no, I'm getting close to beating it, and now the announcement for the DS. Yeah, what the hell?
It always happens, man.
Oh, man. Well, anyways, it's coming out for the DS. Unlike the other, like, DS remakes for Square Enix games, this one's going to have the same graphics. It's just going to use dual-screen controls, and a couple new dungeons. That's pretty much it.
Any
so
modes? Wi-Fi? Anything like that?
I don't think so. Oh, no, you know what? There will be a wireless play mode and an all-new dungeon, like I said. And so, I'm definitely going to play it, you know. I'm not going to play the whole story again, because I'll tell you why later. But I definitely want to play it. It's going to come out during the holiday, so maybe I'm thankful that I played it already, since I'd have to wait, like, months to play this game. It's July now. Do you know when holiday is? Can you count?
The holidays are a long ways away, man.
Exactly, so I'm glad I played it. And since I played it, I will be able to review it for you guys. What a great game it is. Alright, next up, Honestly, I didn't think that was the biggest news. This is the biggest news. Diablo 3.
Didn't we say this last week, Diablo 3, right? More news on it this week?
Nope. They only released a... I think it was a screenshot,
yeah, we
right?
We said it was out last week, but now...
No, we didn't. It was a rumor. Yeah. It was a rumor. Your eyes are red, man. Why are your eyes red? You smoke...
I told you, I've been up till 7 a.m., 10 a.m. most days now, because I've been going
emo. Stop smoking the ganja.
I have no job, I have nothing to do, man.
I'm smoking the ganja.
I have nothing to do.
You know, wait, if you don't have a job, shouldn't that mean you should be, like, energized and shit?
I don't feel like doing anything.
And I'm tired working this night shift.
I'm here all day and just not even play games.
And jerk off.
Yeah, I guess so, man.
Yeah, well, anyways, let's get back to the news. Oh, you know what? There's a trailer for Diablo 3.
What?
Yes. Oh, we just got burner excited.
You need some crazy-ass computer. You need some crazy-ass computer, right?
I don't think so. Because from what Blizzard said, you're not going to need Windows Vista for this game to play. So I'm pretty sure, like most Blizzard games, you don't need that much horsepower to play this game. So when's it going to come out? I don't know.
It's coming out 2010, watch.
I don't even think so, man. A Blizzard game? They say it was supposed to come out. What happened to StarCraft Ghost?
StarCraft Ghost, what the hell's that?
It was supposed to be a shooter for the console.
That's bullshit.
Do you think it's canceled?
They just tricked you. It doesn't even exist. It's like StarCraft World.
Okay, according
StarCraft World doesn't exist.
According to Blizzard, StarCraft Ghost hasn't been canceled.
What?
It's put on indefinite hold.
Indefinite hold. So it's getting the Star Fox 2 treatment.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like it was almost done, and they said, "Oh." No, we'll just use it.
Well, there's been a lot of problems with...
They're just going to use it for ideas for new games, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you know what? There's been a lot of problems with StarCraft Ghost. I mean, developer changes. Remember we were talking about this? Why video games turn bad because of developer changes?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you know Blizzard.
That's why you listen to every episode, man.
That's why you listen to our every single episode. Well, anyways, Blizzard has a huge history of releasing very quality games, so they cannot tolerate having a crappy game, so I'm assuming that's why they didn't release StarCraft Ghost. But it looked so good when it came out. I mean, the siege tank and everything. Yeah, they really can't take risk with this, so I think it's canceled, because what happened is, when a game gets canceled by Blizzard, they usually release a novel of it, and they released it.
That's why there's no Metroid for the N64. Nintendo didn't want to risk it on the shitty N64 graphics.
Hey, you know what? The graphics were better than the PlayStation.
Yeah, but still hurt your head to like crazy.
What do you think of the cartridge thing? You think they should have won a cartridge?
No, the cartridge is good.
It sucked. Just like, they screwed themselves over.
Screw up your eyes, though.
Yeah. Well, you know what? This is the only time I'm gonna have to say Miyamoto made a bad mistake. He's a smart guy, he makes great games, but when he decided to make cartridges for the N64,
who?
Miyamoto.
Miyamoto?
Yeah, Miyamoto. He's the one who decided.
The president. What would Miyamoto no. The Mario
well, he has a big influence on Nintendo, so he decided he wanted the cartridges. I mean, no one stole from them, but...
Man, I like the cartridges. What if DS didn't have cartridges right now?
If you
tried to download ROMs, it would take you days. Download ROMs. It's so easy to download ROMs because of the cartridges.
Well, come on, can you imagine? Perfect Dark would have been a much better game if it was on a CD. Can you imagine?
It would have took your parents 2 extra years to afford it.
Yeah, Donkey Kong 64 wouldn't have an expansion pack. All those games wouldn't have an expansion pack.
Because you're a kid at the time, you probably wouldn't get an N64. You'd have a PlayStation. So it was cheaper.
It was. It was easier to manufacture. Well, anyways, that's our rant about the cartridge versus CD format. As you can tell, the CD has dominated. Now it's DVDs, and maybe it's going to be Blu-ray someday. Who knows?
Well, what do you think the next handheld's going to be? Isn't that rumored a new handheld? What, which Nintendo just immediately changed the CDs for their handheld?
Well,
they somehow pull off better graphics on a cartridge. You can only go so far.
Who knows? I have no idea, but we're talking consoles here, so...
But you're talking about graphics, though. You're saying that because their graphics are limited by cartridges.
No, that's not what I said.
Do you think that
the graphics were better on the N64?
GameCube quality graphics.
No, what I'm saying is, because of the cartridges, yeah. Some games were limited because of the space. Yeah, how much space they had? Look.
Have you played a PlayStation?
Listen, game? Listen. Have you played?
Have you played Final Fantasy VII?
Yes, I have.
You enjoy it?
Well, you know what? About the load times, there's some games for the N64 load pretty long, like Perfect Dark.
Why I never played Perfect Dark, so you can't judge.
Yeah, that's and same with Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2. It has loading times as well. So, I think whatever they were Nintendo was trying to accomplish with the cartridge, they failed.
I don't like load times. Like, look at Brawl.
Yeah. So, Brawl, well, man. You got to make a balance. But I think the sacrifice for cartridges, that's too much of a sacrifice.
I say for the time, cartridges are much better.
Well, look what happened. Nintendo fell from first to last. They didn't win. No, they did it.
I told you in Canada they won that generation.
Well, I'm talking world.
I don't care.
Not in Canada.
It was better.
They didn't win. Who was on top? Who was on top? Sony? No, yes, Sony. 64. Did you see Nintendo? Did you see how many games were being developed for the N64 compared to the PlayStation? You see, it's like not even. You can't even. It's laughable.
Yo, you know what's laughable is the Philips CDI. That's laughable.
Yeah, that is laughable. Well, Nintendo fucked up. What can I say? But now they're on top again, so whatever.
Do you have a PS3 right now?
No, I don't.
Yeah, that's why, because who cares about PS1? You don't have a PSP either, so.
So?
PS1 was a shitty console.
It wasn't the console. It was the games. Half the games are ports.
PS1 was a bad console, personally.
Okay, well, this is coming from a fanboy,
personally.
So. It's coming from a fanboy, so whatever. Okay, can I go back to my news? Okay, all right. Lastly, remember us telling you how Sony's gonna do their own achievement kind of system? Well, I think they're not gonna do it for all the games. That's what they're saying here, and people are getting outraged because of it, which kind of sucks.
So they're gonna do it for only new games, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. They're not gonna do it for arcade games.
So you mean, no, the games that are coming out, they're just going to do it for those, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Only, like, the big games.
Oh, okay.
When's PS Home coming out?
I don't care. I lost interest. It took so long to freaking get to delay. Who cares anymore, right?
Yeah, pretty much. And who would have thought 10 years from now, Sony would be dropping to last place?
I knew it.
Huh. You had hopes for Nintendo. All right, that's the big news we got there. That's all we gotta say because there ain't that much news going on. It's the summer, man. It's the summer. What's going on?
2 more weeks in the E3.
Yo, it's not E3 anymore. I don't consider it
E3. There's still lots of news. There's still more news than what we have today.
True, but...
I bet you anything, man, our viewers are gonna have a long list and at least an hour show for E3.
Honestly, I wish E3 was the way it was back then. I really wanted to go.
It's too much chaos, though. There's too much.
Awesome. You remember how Anime North was? Imagine that, but like 3 times better.
That'd be too insane.
Because instead of anime being the main focus, it'd be video games.
Yeah, but you wouldn't get
E4. And you get people dressed.
You wouldn't get E for All, though.
Well, that's...
E for All is good for regular people because they can go to it. E3 just...
You know what? We need a video game convention in Toronto.
One day.
We'll plan it out.
Not enough.
There's no developers here. That's why E3 is in LA. Yeah, on the East Coast, there's nothing on the East Coast. New York barely has anything, too. It's all on the West Side.
Nintendo World.
That's the only thing. But that's not even a developer. That's just a store.
It's still fun.
It was fun.
I wish I went there.
Yeah, you wish you did. Oh, it was awesome. It was awesome. You saw.
There forever.
Remember when I took that picture of the Wii Fit box and we were going crazy?
Or the girls?
Yeah, other girls too, playing in the little cart.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Anyways, we're gonna move on to our next section before.
What the hell are we talking about?
That's it.
No, who are we talking about? Why did we get into this cartridge argument? Because of delays and all that? Diablo 3.
I don't remember. So, oh, no, because, yeah, something about Diablo 3. I don't know.
Any big releases this week?
Not really. Not that I know of.
No, nothing in the summer.
Wally. Wally's.
I'm not even gonna see that movie. Iron Man, I saw it. It was pretty good.
I heard Wally's a good game, according to my ZSB friends.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Alright, let's just move on to our next section.
We already did movie games.
Alright, this week, in our random editorial, it's gonna be about...
How to run a successful video game party. Sex. Not with sex, right? Sex. Is it with sex?
It depends how you want it.
Yeah, it depends how you want it. Roger's the king of Successful game parties.
Yes. I remember last week in episode 9 where I was just tired as hell because of that video game party we had.
Let's hear your experience of a successful game party.
Well, it involved a lot of alcohol and Guitar Hero.
Yeah?
You know what? You
Tell the
think.
story. Tell the story.
What the. I'd rather not go into it.
Oh, just in case we have any listeners out there.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to offend anybody.
Alright, let's just.
You don't want to live. You don't want to live the life of the rock star, basically.
Let's just tell them how to run a party with a couple of guy friends. Like we did last week.
Obviously, you're gonna need some controllers.
Yeah, you're gonna need some controllers. Best
And a console.
is bring your own controllers though, because there's gonna be
Yeah,
lots of.
BYO. See?
Yeah, there's gonna be lots of food, so you don't want them to grease up your controllers. That's rule number one.
Yeah, bring your own controllers, watch over it, put like a plastic bag over it or something
And
like
the
that.
best, it depends on how many people. If it's like 5 people, get them all to bring their own money too.
Yeah, for food, exactly.
Invite the rich guys.
Yeah, invite the rich guys.
Invite the rich people, so.
He bought all the good food for us, man.
I didn't buy nothing.
I
All I
didn't
d- yeah.
pay a
No,
cent.
I got my friend who paid most of it.
Yeah,
Made
I
paid
didn't
most
pay
of
anything.
the pizza.
I got like.
Yeah, get some rich friends, honestly, because they could help a lot make the video game party go from bad to good.
I got 6 slices and like 3 drinks. It's a pretty good night.
Yeah, for free.
For free.
I expect something. You know what? Since I gave you the free pizza, you ain't getting the alcohol anymore. It's evened out.
Oh, so I gotta pay for my alcohol next time.
Yep, you gotta pay for it.
All right,
I got this guy into Moosehead, the beer. Yeah, before he said he hated alcohol.
What else would you
Didn't
say?
you like the Moosehead over
Yes,
the Corona?
you gotta have controllers. You gotta have food. You gotta have good TV, good sound.
You gotta have Guitar Hero.
You gotta try and have as most systems as possible.
Would you think? You think? Do you think Guitar Hero is like essential now for a video game party?
Well, you need Guitar Hero.
I mean, to appeal to the casual
Yeah,
people.
You gotta have a Wii too. You gotta have Wii Sports with you.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah, I think you really. If you want to make a video game party and you have a bunch of casual gamers, you're gonna need a lot of casual games. Like Wii Sports.
You need either
that, the tech demo.
You automatically have to have at least a PS2 or a Wii. You can't just have a 360 or a PS3. That's not gonna appeal to everyone because the games are too hardcore on those consoles.
Well, I don't know. With the 360, there are some casual games.
Not as much as you're gonna see on the Wii or the PS2.
For sure. I mean, Nintendo was trying to aim for a casual game market.
Yeah, that's what PS2 was, the casual system.
Well, it was hardcore too.
Oh, with 90 million sales.
Yeah, and like thousands of games.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'd say Guitar Hero is essential now. It's
it, depending on the kind of party, I'd also recommend if DS.
Yeah.
DS is if possible.
I would try to bring like try to. Bring a game that has 4 players,
yeah,
so you want to maximize as many
yeah.
players as possible.
Like
a two-player
Super
game,
Monkey Ball, yo.
Yeah, Super Monkey Ball.
Games you have fun at when you laugh at you when you lose. Not games that are totally competitive like Smash Brothers. Depends on who you're with, though.
Yeah, it depends who are you with. I mean, if I'm playing Smash Brothers with a bunch of casual people, I don't find it fun because I can, you know, obviously we could kick
like
their all their
Smash
asses.
Sarah?
Yeah, see, it's not fun because we played it with Sarah and she didn't know how to play, so it wasn't fun. Because we were just, it was just me and Chisholm playing.
Yeah, even if you suck at the casual games, like I suck at Guitar Hero, just
yeah.
play
unless,
it anyways.
Unless you can,
just play with it anyway.
Unless you can adjust the difficulty. Like, I play Guitar Hero with my girls, you know, and they play it on easy mode and I play it on hard mode.
Yeah, but when you play on hard mode, it's automatic win.
No. I think if you, because in easy mode, it's easier to get a bigger score. In hard mode, it's a lot harder. So it evens it out.
Yeah. But there's more notes. There's more notes. Try and play.
Exactly.
Play co-op. Or wait. When
I don't know what I did, but I remember losing a couple times to my friends.
Guitar Hero 4, you could do a 4-player band. So.
Yeah, but that involves too much. Yeah, I'd say Rock Band's a good game, but I don't.
I
but you
never,
need a lot of money.
I would never recommend Rock Band to anyone. Get Guitar Hero 4 when it comes out.
Why not?
Like it's got no online.
What are you talking about?
No features for the Wii.
Oh, it's for the Wii.
Wait. You have to wait for Guitar Hero 4, and Guitar Hero 4 is custom
Wait,
song.
Rock Band for the Wii. It doesn't have online?
Doesn't have anything.
Huh. That's why I got an 8.0 on GameSpot.
No, that's way too high. That's way too high.
Yeah, but it's got Courtney Love.
Still way too high.
Courtney Love, everyone's favorite crack whore.
Still way too high. I'd say the Guitar Hero series is way better.
I don't know. I haven't really played it that much. I only played it once somewhere else, but That was it.
I've looked at the instruments for Guitar Hero 4. It looks pretty good, and we'll be reviewing that for sure.
Yes, we will. Well, how much is it going to cost, Guitar Hero 4? Is it going to be?
$190 if you want all the instruments. If you just
Oh
want the
my
game,
God.
if you just want the game, $50. If you just want the guitar, $90.
So, can you play Guitar Hero 4 with just a guitar?
Yeah, just the previous Guitar Hero 3 guitar, yeah. So just buy the
Okay.
game.
All right, I just want the game.
Just buy it used for like $29 because there'll be people trading in the
Yeah,
game.
because honestly, I'd get Rock Band, but I don't have the money. It's a lot of money to buy all the drums.
I say don't.
Would I be even able to fit all this? Fit the drums, fit the microphone in this tiny room?
And besides, you already have the instruments for Guitar Hero, so you might as well just, if you have a PS2.
Yeah, it's coming off for PS2.
Just buy it.
That's why I haven't got Guitar Hero 3 for the next gen systems.
Unless it's fun to have all the instruments though, so I'd recommend
Oh
buying
yeah, for sure.
I'd recommend
My
buying
friend has Rock Band. It's really fun playing
Yeah,
with
if you're
four
gonna play
people.
with a bunch of people, you gotta get the drums and all that.
Yo, it just reminded me, I'm gonna go to her place like tomorrow just to play it. I wanna ask my friend if I could come
That's
over.
Rock Band?
Yeah, she has Rock Band.
Yeah. The Guitar Hero World Tour looks
Yeah.
much better.
Me, Mel, and Chazzy.
For now, stick with Rock Band.
Yeah, maybe
You
I'll
can't wait
stick with.
4 months for a game when you have to have parties right now.
Every day. And of course, what do you think of alcohol? You think alcohol is an essential thing?
It depends on the people.
Yeah, honestly, it depends on
It
the
might offend
people.
some people with alcohol.
Yeah, I mean, when I brought these guys over, some guys didn't drink alcohol, so it was a bit of a waste of money. So it ended up me and my other friend just drinking most of the alcohol. So you gotta look at your audience, see who they are, and if you know they're gonna get drunk, then buy some alcohol.
You gotta bring them the alcohol because they might get annoyed.
Yeah, they do. But you know how much fun it is when you're under the influence playing video games? It's so fun. I remember once I was playing Mario Kart when I was drunk. I was literally screaming at the screen when I got first place. It was some funny stuff. I was like, yeah! I was in first. Really?
With you when you were playing, because you were playing online.
Was I?
You were playing with me and Rafino.
When was this? Oh.
A while ago.
Oh, yeah. And I
Oh,
was.
yeah.
What was I saying on MSN?
I don't know. You're just
Oh,
yelling
yeah.
capitalism.
I'm saying right now, I recommend Guitar. Sorry, Mario Kart Wii. Get it right now. Why?
You
We
don't
should.
need it. It depends who it is.
Get it right now. It's a great game.
I
It's got
mean.
the best online for the Wii, no doubt. I haven't reviewed it yet.
Yeah, but that's not saying much. The Wii Online is it sucks.
No, it doesn't.
Come
No,
on,
but the
come
Mario
on.
Kart's
All
good
right,
too.
okay. I've shown you Xbox Live. Come on, you gotta say that's way better than the Wii.
I wouldn't want to be raped online because I was afraid. Remember that guy that was.
Oh yeah, the guy.
Behind?
Yeah,
You wouldn't get that. You wouldn't get that out of
Chisholm was
nowhere.
getting hit on while playing Halo. It was funny.
Yeah, on Wii,
But you
actually.
know what? It's an M-rated game, so technically you shouldn't be playing it. Technically.
Well, I'm 18, so.
Oh, you're barely
I'm
legal.
19. Yeah, no, you gotta be 17 here in Canada.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what the
In
legal
America, you
age
gotta
is.
be 18. In Europe, you gotta be 18. Canada has the most rights for people.
Yeah. I mean, okay, what about the issue of split screen multiplayer? What do you think of that? Do you get really annoyed when you're playing four players and, you gotta split the screen?
Your TV's decent, so I don't get annoyed. If it was my TV, I would be annoyed.
On my TV, it's not
Yeah.
bad.
If possible, try to play a game where you don't have to split the screen, like Super Smash Brothers. Like that's a good game where you don't have to split the screen, where everything is on one screen.
It depends on your TV.
I don't know.
Your
I
TV's
have
great.
this TV.
I have no problems on your TV.
Look, when I played Halo 3 with you guys last week, I had trouble like playing my game because my
I
screen was
noticed.
so small.
I noticed.
I had
Yeah, see
no
my
way I
game.
could have killed you.
I had
Yeah.
no trouble.
I had huge problems. So, I mean, try to get a game that you can use just one screen.
Or at least two. All right.
Okay, well, now that we're talking about video game parties, what time should they be held? I think night's the best
Fridays.
of
Yeah,
Fridays.
nights and preferably Saturday or Friday.
Yeah.
You've always got to go to work or some not sort of
I
nonsense.
know, pretty much.
They're gonna be afraid of drinking. They're gonna be afraid of having a good time. So you got to get them on a proper day.
Yes, exactly. Remember that guy, your sister's boyfriend, who used to host Playgrounds, I think it was called?
Yeah, I don't know.
Didn't he used to host video game parties professionally?
And they're probably at night.
Yeah.
So how was it? Like I never been to it. You ever been to it?
I haven't been to one of those, but if you ever go to a video game tournament, let's say you go to a Brawl tournament during the day, they're more casual. Because, you know, everyone's going for like, yeah, trophies and all this. If you're going for a get-together, you have a bunch of food, and it's all at night.
I wanted to see how it is, because I didn't want to go because it was $45. $45 for a tournament that playing games that I've never played before, that's a bit too much. Yeah, so I'd be wasting my money, so... Yeah, but it looked interesting. It was at Playdium, which is like an arcade, so I wanted to go. I need to go to those one of those times. Okay, let's end it off. What games would you recommend, like, just off the top of your head, for multiplayer or for a party?
Brawl, Mario Kart for the hardcore, for Nintendo. And for also for Nintendo, I recommend Guitar Hero 3. Guitar Hero 3, Boom Blocks.
Why? What the hell is Bloom Blocks?
Remember the time we played it? Oh, yeah, you weren't there.
No, that was you and Phoenix, right?
Yeah, it's so such an awesome game. You can create what you're throwing at things. Just check it out. Check it out, basically. It's like Jenga, too. There's a Jenga mode. You throw balls, and you gotta knock these stuff down. And it's created by Steven Spielberg, so.
Maybe that's why it's so
very
good.
Creative.
Oh, yeah, I remember reading that in an article. I'd recommend SSX.
Anything for Wii. Because the controls are
except for Wii Play.
The controls get you so...
Except for Wii Play.
I would never recommend Wii Play to anyone unless you saw it for cheaper than the actual controller.
Wii Play. I think even Grand Theft Auto, maybe. What do you think of Grand Theft Auto?
I would never recommend Grand Theft Auto.
Don't you like watching the Comedy Club?
Not really. I personally would not recommend Grand Theft Auto. It depends on your audience, but half the time you're not going to get a proper audience for Grand Theft Auto.
Right. What else is there? Burnout's nice. Because you're crashing into each other and stuff.
I don't think so. I personally don't think so. I think Burnout is too hardcore, man.
Yeah, I was going to recommend Gran Turismo, but that's pretty hardcore as well.
Mario
Party. What about Mario Party, buddy?
Yeah, Mario Party. If you're ever going to play...
You know what? The thing with Mario Party, it's pretty slow-paced.
Which is like Mario Party drunk? Oh, yeah, you weren't there.
I wasn't there, but I heard you through...
I was moving my hand all over the place, and actually, whenever I won a game, I would like high-five everybody in the room, and I'd go crazy.
I didn't remember. Do you have a video of that? I want to see it.
Oh, it's classic time, man. We should go there again and play Mario Party.
With her? I don't know. Maybe. I'd have to think about it. I think it's pretty dangerous.
Free booze there, though. It's free booze.
Yeah, this girl knows how to get free booze. What can I say? What
it's
else? Burner, would you recommend any multiplayer games?
Daniel set them off.
Yeah? Wasn't there, how can I forget this game? Halo 3. Come on, I converted a Nintendo fanboy.
You gotta have hardcore for Halo 3. I'm a hardcore gamer, so.
Yeah, that's why you love it so much, even though it's for 360.
If it's a gamer party, yeah, for sure.
For sure.
There's always a gamer party, but sometimes you don't have a gamer, though.
Right. That's true.
If you bring, your girlfriend along, if she does a game, you're doomed with Halo 3.
Right. Oh, come on.
She's going to get frustrated to hell. You know that.
For sure. Well, I think a lot of chicks dig Halo 3 now.
No, it's just because guys play it. I'm not going to lie. Anybody listening to this right now, they probably don't like Halo.
They love Halo. What about...
If you're listening to this podcast, you like Halo.
Yeah, for sure. What about Dance Dance Revolution? We can't forget about that game. That game is fun.
It's been done too many times. I pretty much got sick of it.
Yeah, because you can't dance.
No, I got... The game's...
You can't dance for your life.
Guitar Hero's going to end up like that soon.
What, milking? It's already been milked.
Yeah, not as much as Dance Dance Revolution.
I'm glad that they're releasing new instruments, because if it was just Guitar Hero 4...
That'd be it.
That'd be the nail in the coffin.
Let's come back and
Mario.
Remember four player bands?
You failed me, Mario. You already
yes.
Like
all right. Lastly, I think this goes without
any Mario game.
This lastly goes without saying, don't ever play a party game with a single player game. So, Super Mario Galaxy, Super Mario Sunshine, Legend of Zelda. Throw those games away. Keep them at your home.
Galaxy's not a single player.
Yes, it is.
What is it? You have people help you.
Yeah, well, get the star bits. Yeah. Oh, big deal.
No, they can hold people too. You can't. They can hold like.
Yeah, but honestly, would you actually bring that to a party? Yeah.
I would. I would to show off the visuals.
You dumb fuck.
The visuals really good.
So dumb.
Really
Why the hell would you
and
bring
the music
that?
is better than anything in the history.
Okay, who cares? It's a party we're talking about now.
Did we actually review Galaxy yet? Yeah, I think we did.
Yes, we did. Yeah. It's a good game, but not
it's
a good.
As Guitar Hero DS.
Oh, not a good game for.
Not
for
as
it.
Good as Guitar Hero DS. Though.
But I think, okay, out of all these games, what one game would you recommend, out of all these games that you played, to bring at a party? What should be played?
Brawl.
Brawl.
Hey man,
I disagree. Come on.
I hosted three parties of Brawl, so I have to say Brawl.
Yeah, but sometimes it doesn't work. Like, look at Sarah. She got bored at the first match.
Well,
and one time when I went over to my friend's house, we brought a casual gamer over, and he hated it. He wanted to switch it right away. He's like, "Can we play Virtual Fighter?"
The first tournament I have Brawl had like at least 20 odd people. The second time had like 25.
You mean Melee?
Third time had like.
Yeah, remember that time we were playing Melee at school and the fire alarm went off and we were still playing?
Yeah, that's a true party game.
It's,
Brawl.
It's a true. 20 something people.
Melee is true party game.
20 something people playing in the lunchroom. And the fire alarm's going off, and we're still playing. And the teacher comes in, and she's like screaming, "Like, get the hell out of there!"
Yo, Smash is the real deal.
Okay.
If you have gamer friends, Smash beats anything. Smash beats anything.
Right, but I think the one game that stands out the most is Wii Sports. Even though it's a tech demo, it's still
it's not a tech demo. Shut up.
Tech demo.
I review that 9.2, something high. I gave it.
Yeah, you gave it like 10 or something like that.
I gave it a high score.
Way
great,
too high. It's
a
Wii Sports.
Anytime.
Yeah, it's awesome. Awesome casual game. Probably the best casual game. Better than that Wii Play crap.
Yeah, Wii Play, you just buy it to get the remote.
Yeah. So, there's our advice for video game parties. If you have anything...
This is a stab at Sony. What games does PS3 have for this besides Rock Band?
Motorstorm.
What the hell is that?
Well, there's probably a bunch.
Tech demo.
Not a tech demo. Well... With PS3, there are a lot of games for that are multiplayer, but they're also multi-platform, so I can't really say.
Yeah, I see. Sony sucks.
Right.
That's what kills you. That's what got PS2 number one.
Would you recommend sports games?
It depends on.
I know a lot of people at my workplace. They play sports games.
It depends
PS2.
On who you're playing with? You have. If everyone likes hockey, yeah, get a sports game. If everyone likes basketball.
I hate soccer, but I play Winning 11 there.
And almost everyone loves Madden, so Madden. This is a highly recommended if they're a sports fan. Chances are they'll like it.
Yeah. All right, guys. That's our editorial. If you got something to say, head on over to www.thesmg.tk or email us at smg@gmail.com. Okay, let's get things started here. Video game reviews. And this week, we're going to review a game that I've been playing for a very long time and a game that's also been announced for the DS. And it's called... Chrono Trigger.
Yeah, it's got brilliant writing, right?
Brilliant story.
Yes, has a really interesting story.
And great looking characters. All the characters have great stories.
Yeah, I did.
So.
I let you play for like 10 minutes, right?
Yeah, but I've heard the backstory because I'm a huge fan of Dragon Ball Z. So I've heard the backstory and all the details about the game. Haven't really played it because I don't like RPGs, but
RPG hater.
Well, some people have their own preferences.
Yeah. Well, basically, Chrono Trigger is one of the biggest games for the Super Nintendo. It's an RPG with the Dream Team, actually. Has the best composer. I don't know how to pronounce his name. Nobuo or something.
The guy who did the Brawl composing.
Yeah, pretty much.
That music?
Yeah, that music.
Oh, yeah. That's an awesome song.
Right.
La,
la, la, la. But anyways, also, the drawer from Dragon Ball Z is in it too. You can see the characters.
Yeah, he did part of the story.
Yeah, he'll sit down. Cause
he wrote the story as well. I don't need to sit down.
Yes, you do.
Sit down. If we had a JB here, JB would be sitting on me.
Yeah, she would. But unfortunately, she's not, so. So you're gonna. Yeah, whatever. The JB.
Listen to this podcast because we know that.
Do we?
I hope so.
Maybe she does. But anyways, Chrono Trigger. Let me explain the story. It's weird. Like you travel through time. Basically, there's this parasite thing called Lavos.
So wait, let me stop you for a second. You travel through time. Is it as good as Mario's Time Machine?
Way better.
No, that's not possible.
Okay, just let me...
about history in Mario's Time Machine.
Okay, shut up. Let me...
You learn about history in this game.
Okay, shut up. Let me...
I like being random.
Yeah, okay. Basically, there's this big parasite in the Earth called Lavos, and he sucks the planet's energy.
Sounds
and
like
yeah, pretty much. And then he comes out, destroys the world. That's what he does. He goes to planets, sucks them, and then destroys them. So,
oh, that's an amazing story.
Yeah, very amazing story. And he comes out in 1999.
T-Rex comes to the past.
So basically, you gotta travel through time to destroy him. So you gotta do all this stuff. So basically, you start in 1000, the year 1000, and he comes out like 1999. So, it's pretty cool because you could see how it looks like in the past, like prehistoric. The magic age, and even in the future, I think the future was the best because you could see like a post-apocalyptic world, like where everything's destroyed and stuff. I thought that was cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yes. Yeah, it's an interesting story, but gameplay-wise, it's pretty much your traditional RPG, you know, turn-based. But what sets this apart, I mean, I was surprised when I first played it. You can combine attacks, so it's called Tex, so... You could combine, so say if one guy does a cyclone attack, and another person does a flame attack, they can combine and do like a flaming cyclone attack, which I think was cool. I mean, didn't I show you with the Dragon Ball Z thing, with the girl throwing up Goku, and then just doing that?
That was really awesome.
Yeah, so I think it was pretty advanced for its time. 1995, this was made.
Yeah. Near the end of the life of the Super Nintendo.
Pretty much, and it was still going good. I'm trying to decide if this game was better than Super Mario RPG. I think it is now. Now that I played it. Yeah, you wouldn't know. You never played it.
I never played Mario RPG, but does it have like emulants from Paper Mario where you're like you're interacting?
Yeah, it has flower points.
So, no, like, do you interact in the RPG though? Like, can you jump like you do in Super Paper Mario?
Yeah, and if you press B, you have to press A or B at the right moment so you can defend yourself. Yeah. Like, you know,
that's what Mario RPG has, right? But
yeah.
But Carl Jr. doesn't have that.
No, but...
That's why I like interactive RPGs.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, so one day...
But let me explain something with Super Mario RPG. You get experience even if you're dead. So, you know, you can be dead for the whole battle, and then when the battle's over, they just get up out of nowhere, and then they smile, and then they get experience points. So, I think it's worse.
So, someone in your party dies, they'll still get experience.
Yep, that's Mario RPG for you.
One day we're going to be reviewing Partners in Time, maybe next week. That's also a time travel.
Wait, is that the one for the DS or for the...
Yeah, the one for the DS. Have you beat it yet?
Yeah, I beat it a long time ago.
Yeah, so we'll see that soon.
Okay, but let's get back to Chrono Trigger. It's fun and everything. So the gameplay is amazing. It's a long story and everything. Let's talk about the graphics. What do you think of the graphics? Did they look good?
They're a 10.
It's a beautiful game. Very beautiful. I mean, and that's why I think for the DS version, they're not going to change the graphics. Come on, who would want to ruin those graphics like for a remake, like a 3D version of that?
I don't like these 3D games. I don't like Final Fantasy 3.
It's probably one of the best looking games for Super Nintendo. So, graphics, perfect.
There's no need to touch them.
Yeah, pretty much. Alright, let's move on. The music. Did you think the music was good? I showed you. Played a couple of things.
It depends.
It's very catchy. I love it. I love the soundtrack.
I don't hear the boss bells, so what would you say?
It's very catchy. It's a good boss battle music. It's not like that annoying
is
crap.
Catchy?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, the music's pretty sophisticated. I have somebody from the ZSB. He wrote like a music. He had to do this for a music class. He wrote like some essay about like how the structure of a song in Chrono Trigger was. And that just goes to show that how complex the music it is in this game. I mean, when I was in the first dungeon, it got stuck in my head. The music, holy.
Sounds good, man.
Yeah. As for the sound, it's alright. It's typical. You can hear Slap.
I don't have much to say because I just haven't played this game.
Yeah. There's a lot to say about this game, but the music's awesome. The graphics are awesome. It's a fun game. The controls... pretty simple. You saw how fast I ran in the game.
Yeah, the controls are really good.
I know. It's pretty simple. B to run, A to attack, you know. That's pretty much it. And you can press Y to move the text on the bottom or the top, depending where it is.
So, We got the graphics, the sound, gameplay.
Yeah, this is what I want to touch upon. Replay value. What's interesting, did you know there's 12 different endings for Chrono Trigger?
No, I did not know this.
Yeah, so you have to beat the game in 12 certain ways to get all the endings. But what you can do is when you beat the game the first time, you ever heard of New Game Plus?
Yeah.
You play Wind Waker, right?
Yeah.
See, so basically when you play New Game Plus, you get all the levels. Your levels are the same, but some weapons you don't get back.
Okay, that's like Castlevania.
Yeah, pretty much. So you could spend.
Castlevania Dinosaur. Remember you played that often?
Yeah. And the story is pretty long too. It'll probably take you like a month to beat. And then when you're trying to beat all to get all the endings, it'll take you many months to get all the endings. So I think the replay value is amazing.
If you're an RPG fan.
Yeah, if you're an RPG fan.
Recommend this game?
Definitely. If you're an RPG fan, definitely. Can't miss this.
So for action fans, this is the Castlevania for them.
I think even if you aren't an RPG fan,
no,
you'd still like this.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, but you only played it for 5 minutes, so.
I only touched it just now.
Yeah, so.
I played it before in the past on shitty emulators.
Yeah, so I think even if you aren't an RPG fan, you'll still love this game. Don't rent this game. Just, I don't know if you can't really buy it now since it's for the Super Nintendo.
When it comes out for the DS.
Yeah, when it comes out for the DS, definitely get it. Because if you get it,
borrow it for a friend.
Hardly anybody I know has a Super Nintendo, let alone Chrono Trigger.
You wouldn't know for the DS version.
Would you know how much Chrono Trigger costs? Like, for the NES?
It's a DS version, though.
Yes, NES cartridge. I can imagine it being like hundreds of dollars. No.
Not as much as Earthbound.
Yeah, it must be somewhere out there. So, find a way to play it. Either wait for the DS version or use an emulator. Do whatever you want to do, but play this game. You really want to play it. I don't think I need to do pros and cons. I mean,
yeah,
it's a good game.
Yeah.
It's a good game. I think the only bad thing is sometimes you do get lost in the story. I mean, you know, you notice with some games, like how it tells you where to go, exactly where to go, without you getting lost?
Yep.
A lot of times in Chrono Trigger, I got lost, so I gotta look through the facts, like, every single time to make sure that...
Oh, so you're not like me.
I don't like getting lost.
You're not like me. When you get lost, you just say, forget about this game, because right now,
no.
Zelda, I have, like, 5 hearts. Just said, forget about this.
No, I'm persistent.
I refuse to look at facts.
Well, you see me. I played Grand Theft Auto 4. I got 100%.
Strategy,
I'm a
guys. Strategy, guys.
Yeah, I'm a completionist. I like to get things 100%. And I was so pissed off when I was playing Final Fantasy 12 and I couldn't get 100% because it's too much. It's such a hassle. It's a completionist nightmare, Final Fantasy 12.
I just busted a new game.
Well, you see, when you have to buy,
you
when
back.
You got... See? See, you get money off your parents. You can buy whatever game you want. See, but when
I
yeah,
parents.
Don't lie, don't lie.
I money off my parents. I have to use my one of them money. I can't even go to college for a long time.
See, you got to spend your money wisely. So if I buy a game, I really want to make sure that I'm gonna play it fully.
Yeah, but I have a bunch of games. I still haven't beat Excite Trucks. I haven't beaten any games for Wii yet, actually. I haven't beat SMG. So many games. I just say, oh, I'll go back to it.
You didn't beat SMG.
Well, I haven't got 120. Remember I told you about that? I play a little bit each week.
You still haven't got it? I got 120.
It's
hard.
I told you. It's so good. You'll play this every week. You'd rather savor the
game. No, I won't. I'm not playing it again. I'm not getting those stars again. Those stars were a piss off.
I'm savoring the game. By the time I'm done this game, I told you.
Super Mario 64, I could play again. But Super Mario SMG's stars are such a piss off. I'm not doing it again. Technically, there's 121 stars in SMG, but I'm not going to do it again.
Super Mario 64 is one of those games that are 10.
Yeah, exactly. But okay, let's just...
Super Mario 64 is my second favorite game of all time.
Yeah. But anyways, let's get back to Chrono Trigger. It's kind of easy.
I beat Mario Bros. 3 50 times.
Good for you, good for you. Okay, but Chrono Trigger. Sometimes it's... I think it's too easy, because I never, like, had any trouble. I never had to level up, like, at a certain spot to actually try to beat a boss. I just pretty much strolled through the game without having too much difficulty. There was a couple bosses that gave me a hard time, but that was about it. So, Chrono Trigger, what would I give the score? Honestly, I think it's a bit overrated. I think there's a lot of fanboys of Chrono Trigger, which pretty much ruins the game. Because it's a good game, but people overhype it too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Final Fantasy VII or like Legend of Zelda. Like, that's overrated sometimes.
Hey, that's why Wind Waker is the best, and this is, like, really good.
Yeah.
Because people don't like it.
Or Ocarina of Time. I think that's overrated. Overrated.
No, no.
Defin
It's actually good.
definitely overrated. Come on, you see how many problems? I mean,
I
it's a good game.
Ocarina.
Yeah.
What problems?
Yo, graphical problems. Slow down. You know what I mean? Okay.
Have you seen the Fox Alright,
I will. Okay, well, okay, let me give you the score. Okay. 9? I wouldn't give it a 9.5 because I think that's too much. It's a Chrono Trigger is one of the a great RPG for the Super Nintendo. But 9.0 is too low of a score. So I'm going to give it in the middle. 9.3. I'm going to give Chrono Trigger 9.3. What about you, Chisholm? You played this game for 10 minutes. What would you give it?
I'm not basing this because I hate RPGs. I'm going to say, I'm assuming you're an RPG fan. And because the story is so great, I've read about this game. I know pretty much everything about it. I've seen Roger play it. Given
8.8, but 9.3. I think that's a good score.
Yeah, I think 8.8 is a pretty good score. This game could have had some improvements. It's not as good as they say it is.
Yeah, that's true. It's overrated.
That's why I gave it 8.8.
So okay, that's fair. All right, let's move on to our next review. Our next review is one of the shittiest games of all time. It's called Pokemon Colosseum for the GameCube. You remember playing that game, Burner?
For like 5 minutes.
Yeah, and you didn't want to play it again, did you?
It's not a Pokemon game.
Yeah, I mean, after you played like Pokemon Stadium, which was decent, I'd say it's not a perfect... Yeah, Pokemon Stadium's not a decent... It's not a perfect game, but at least it was alright. I mean, if you were a Pokemon fan, you'd love that game. But after that, you go to the GameCube, you go to Colosseum. It's like, what the hell happened?
There's no mini games.
Yeah, oh, everything was stripped down, and that's pretty much the downfall of console Pokemon games. That started at Colosseum.
Did you surf and Pikachu in this game?
No, you could not. Oh. Alright, basically, this is how Pokemon Colosseum works. If you played Stadium, you'll be very disappointed. There's two modes. There's the RPG mode, and there's the battle mode. Okay, if you think, okay, people have been thinking Pokemon 3D RPG. It would be awesome, but these guys ruined it. Well, whoever... Genius, these guys ruined it. Now people aren't so excited for a 3D RPG for Pokemon. I know, it's so bad. It's terrible.
Remember the rumors in Pokemon Stadium? Like, if you go in the back, you find the Rattats, you can catch them.
Nope, I never heard of that one. But the RPG mode is so bad, it's so bad. All you do is just battle trainer after trainer. Yeah, there is no wild. Yeah, you just battle trainer after trainer after trainer. It's so boring and repetitive. And the battle mode's even worse. Oh, man.
Not to mention catching legendaries.
Man, yeah, it's horrible. It's terrible. I thought I was going to play this game, you know. I was going to come in with this game, and it was going to be awesome. 3D Pokemon RPG. Oh, man, I was so pissed off at that. So, I was very disappointed. Pokemon, very, very disappointed. Well... I'm not going to talk much. If you play Pokemon, you know what to expect, but it's not that fun. They took the fun out of Pokemon. Graphics. Did they look good?
They actually did look pretty good for a Pokemon game. Better than Stadium, of course.
Oh, wait. I don't know about
Stadium's
that.
Only 64.
Remember. Do you remember
the water.
Look?
How about the water?
Don't you think the Pokemon look exactly the same from 64?
Yeah, but, like, I'm talking about...
It looked exactly the same.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell? This is GameCube. They should at least improve the graphics somewhat. They look all the same. These lazy fuckers.
But all the attacks look a little better, though.
Oh, my God. Don't even get into the attacks. Me and Rufino had this joke about circles. All the attacks have some circular effect to it. Every single attack has something circular about it. Like, water gun, there's some circle... The bubbles, flamethrower, just circle flames, if you use it rest, circle bubbles, everything involves, psychic involves circles.
So, like 50 circles.
Yeah, pretty much. So, the graphics are terrible.
Game.
Yeah, it's a lazy game. That's basically what this is about. Nintendo wanted some quick money, so they hired some cheap-ass developer to do it, rather than Game Freak doing it. So, the graphics are bad. And even the new Pokemon that were in this game, the Ruby Sapphire Pokemon, they don't even look good. Look at that Dragon Pokemon, Salamence. He looks like a fucking lizard.
The only good one is Groudon. Legend.
Yeah, he looks shiny.
He's sick.
Yeah, but...
That's the only reason I got that, I wanted to play that game, is for Ruby connectivity.
And were you disappointed?
Oh, well, there's a good mode you can do it. You can connect your Pokemon and you, like, battle 100 trainers.
I don't know. It's hard, though. But the connectivity, they screwed up on the connectivity. It's horrible.
The connector thing.
Yeah. You gotta connect it. Four link cables, four GBAs. Or if you want to play four players. No, here's the bad thing. If you wanted to play, like, one person had, like, a GBA, and one person had a Pokemon inside it, you still have to use two GBAs.
Yeah.
Which was dumb. And you only could register one team on the system. Well, you could register 10 in, 20 in Pokemon Stadium 2.
And rent.
What the hell? Yeah, and rent. They had rental Pokemon. What the hell is this? Okay. Music, okay, and I have to say some of the music's pretty good. Yeah, but some of them are very repetitive. But what's really bad is that they use some of the music in Ruby and Sapphire, and they just, like, it sounds like pretty much the same thing.
Yeah. A little upped.
Yeah, a little upped. Standard. Okay, listen, I don't even want to. You want to talk about the sound?
No, not really. No.
Basically, I'll summarize it like this. The sound.
Do water guns sound like, and then a splash?
I could show you,
Do the attacks have sound to them? Like, fire blast sounds like fire?
No, not really. They all sound the same. That's like some squeak. It's like a squeak, squeezing kind
very
of.
Very distinct.
So yeah.
Wait. Do they all sound like ass?
That's right. They all sound like ass. Well, basically, let me tell you this. They use the exact same sound clip from the GBA game. So when you're moving, when you're clicking on the menu, it has that same GBA clip. From Pokemon Red. The exact same sound clip.
You wanted something new!
Does it have the same growls from Pokemon Red?
Exact. That's the exact same Game Boy clip. Yeah, at least in Pokemon Stadium, exactly. That's just terrible. That's just lazy. I don't understand.
What about Screech?
Yeah. What are you gonna say about that?
I don't know. I just want something new.
Yeah, I mean, at least in Stadium, they tried to make, like, a growl that, like, that sounds like like a console.
Stadium had the best thing ever. If you connect Yellow, Pikachu would actually
Pikachu
talk.
Would talk.
That was
not
genius.
Not in this. Okay, I said the sound's the worst part of this game. The graphics are bad as well, but the sound is like, okay, that's unacceptable. That's terrible. Value in this game. Would you rent or buy this game?
Well, I would recommend renting it. Borrow from a friend.
Yeah, don't buy this game, I swear. Even if you are a hardcore Pokemon fan, don't.
Borrow it to get the Pokemon that you need.
No, don't even. That's why you get a Game Shark. You don't even. Why waste your money on renting this game?
Well, if you don't feel like
Skip this piece of crap.
Skip
this piece of crap. Okay, just rent it to see how it is. Just see how garbage. What Nintendo's done to this franchise. But don't buy this game. If you buy this game, I'm telling you, you're going to be disappointed. Like, GMA from our forums.
For $10, don't buy this game.
Yeah, don't buy it. Yeah, GMA from our forums. He bought XD and he said, don't even think about buying this game. Which was terrible. Yeah, so, rent this game, try it out, but don't buy it.
Okay, before you give up the score and the pros and cons and all that, is this better than Pokemon Battle Revolution?
Well, both of them are pretty bad. The only thing about Revolution is you could play online. That's the only good redeeming.
Do you face like trainers after trainers like Colosseum and stuff like that?
Yeah, it doesn't even have an RPG mode. It's just a battle mode.
It's worse than this.
Yeah, they're both pretty bad, so... That's just saying,
Stay the hell
what's worse?
Console yeah. Game.
That's just saying, what's worse? Big Rigs or... or E.T.? It's really hard to say. Okay, let me talk about the pros and cons. Okay, the only good thing about pros, it's Pokemon in 3D. You know, who wouldn't want that? It offers just a little bit of difference in gameplay experience for Pokemon. You can just try to do a 3D Pokemon game. It's not great, but at least it's different. I guess if you're a non-cheater, if you're a completionist, you can get some exclusive Pokemon you wouldn't be able to get. Because remember in Ruby and Sapphire, you couldn't get all the Pokemon. There were missing Pokemon. Like at least half of them. So this would help you get the Gold and Silver Pokemon. Yeah. Just cheat. Okay, let's cons. I have a whole list of them. RPG mode sucks. Battle mode sucks. The graphics suck. All the attacks.
Announcer.
Yeah, no announcer too. Yeah, which sucks. All the animations look the same. It's all circular and stuff. Like I said, the sounds are recycled from Game Boy games. The programming is shit. And it was basically, let's just summarize it up. It was just a quick cash-in. Nintendo just wanted some quick money. And they just hired some cheap developer to do it. So, because of that, I'm going to give Pokemon Colosseum a 4.5 out of 10. Fail. This is garbage. It's unacceptable. What would you give it, Jason, from the experience you played?
5.
5? Well, see, he's a little more lenient. He at least it passed as a game. But
I give the game, from what I've seen from it, 5 as well.
Yeah. No, I'm failing. 4.5. Oh, no. It's not.
I saw the whole game.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
Anything below 5 is not even worth trying. So you wouldn't try this game? Come on. It's at least average.
No, I wouldn't try this game. You're wasting time.
If you had time to go back in time, you would...
I would go back yourself. And I would not play this.
Like, let's say you're playing with your friends to say, oh, let's see what our Pokemon look like on the big screen and all with your DSs. You would or your Game Boy.
Well, so that's what Pokemon Stadium's for. A stadium looks better.
You just stick to your Game Boys?
Yeah, I would stick to my Game Boys.
You'd rather play on the Game Boy than play on the big screen?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Right. You don't want to play this game. You really don't. Alright, guys. That's our episode 10. Email us at smgcanada@gmail.com and Chisholm has something to say.
Next week.
What about next week?
E3.
I thought it was 2 weeks.
We talk about E3, though.
Who cares about E3? E3 is dead.
We'll see what E3 is. We'll tell about all our... what games you want to see and what games we want to come back from the dead.
Mario Tennis.
We'll talk about that next week. I'll talk about some hidden gems you guys have probably never heard of, like Funcho. Maybe that's going to come back.
Oh.
We'll talk about possibilities for all those games and more.
Yes, that would be good. But about Mario Tennis, I think Mario Golf is going to come out first before Tennis.
Mario Golf and Mario Tennis have never even seen an appearance on DS, so chances are we're going to hear something about those.
I haven't even played it for the DS. For the GameCube. But anyways, this is Rockstar, and bye.